With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police report no arrests from yesterday's carbon tax protest in the west end of the city. About 100 vehicles took part in that, and there were protests across the country. Some blocked provincial borders and the Trans-Canada Highway. But the Prime Minister is pushing back against premiers who are critical of yesterday's increase, saying they should come up with their own strategies rather than complain. The Globe and Mail says Newfoundland and Labrador's premier wants to hold an urgent meeting on it. Justin Trudeau says they're playing politics. The increase from $65 a ton to $80 amounts to just over 3 cents a liter more on gas. With a budget deficit in the millions, public school board trustees will hear from the head of the union that represents 1,500 elementary school teachers tonight. Mario Spagnolo says his members fear funding cuts in the classroom and want to be heard. The Greater Essex County District School Board faces a deficit of over $9 million. Teachers without tech credentials may soon teach certain technology courses in Ontario. Starting in September, high school students will have to take a course in technology and the skilled trades to graduate, but the Canadian Press says there's a shortage of teachers, especially those who teach technology. Principals can appoint a teacher to teach those classes if they agree. The union that represents high school teachers says it supports the technology classes, but fears they won't be hands-on. The federal minimum wage went up yesterday. It went from $16.65 to $17.30 an hour, another 3.9%. The federal minimum wage was introduced 3 years ago, and increases are tied to inflation. It'll impact about 30,000 Canadians who work in the federal public service or federally regulated industries. Canada is expanding the evacuation of citizens from Haiti. Canada has seen an increase in Canadians seeking help out of the country racked by gang violence. About 500 have asked for help so far. The Canadian Press says now relatives of Canadian citizens and permanent residents can qualify for evacuation. Donald Trump stopped New York State from seizing his assets by posting a $175 million bond in his civil fraud case. He was ordered to pay $454 million, but the Associated Press says a panel of judges agreed to slash that last month. He'll still have to pay the original amount if the judgment is upheld. And there's another event next Monday to watch the solar eclipse. GL Heritage Brewing Company in Amherstburg is hosting it in partnership with the Briarswood Youth Camp Optimist Club. You'll need to register because space is limited. The Tigers beat the Mets 5-0. The Jays lost to the Astros 10-0. The Leafs beat the Panthers 6-4, 4-2 for Detroit over Tampa Bay, and the Pistons lost to Memphis 110 to 108. Up to 10 with rain today. We might get a thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. Rain turning into drizzle overnight and rising to 13 before it starts to fall. Up to 9 tomorrow with maybe showers. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.